गुड मॉर्निंग चिल्ड्रन, वेलकम बैक. दिस इज मॉड्यूल नंबर 2x2 ऑफ द सेम चैप्टर वाइटल विलेजेस एंड थ्राइविंग टाउन्स. सो चिल्ड्रन, आई वॉज टॉकिंग यू अबाउट द सोर्सेस ऑफ हिस्ट्री. सो आई हैव मेंशन द डिफरेंट सोर्सेस. नाउ ऑल्सो फ्रॉम द आर्कियोलॉजिकल सोर्स वी फाइंड रिमेन्स ऑफ द डेकोरेट रेलिंग्स, पिलर्स एंड गेटवेज ऑफ बिल्डिंग्स दैट वेर विजिटेड बाई पीपुल ड्यूरिंग दिस टाइम. सो ऑल दिस इंडिकेट्स द एविडेंस इन अर्ली सिटीज. एज यू नो चिल्ड्रन, मेनी सिटीज डेवलप्ड 2500 ईयर्स एगो एंड ऑल्सो दीज सिटीज वेर कैपिटल्स ऑफ महाजनपदस. दीज सिटीज हैड massive fortification walls around them. Why the walls were made? The historians assume that the walls might have been made for security reasons and as well as to regulate traffic and trade. That's why these huge walls were made. Then archaeologists also found many pots of ceramic rings arranged one after another. They were all called ring wells. So why the ring wells were used, we are not certain, but we assume that the ring wells were used as dustbins or as toilets. So the ring wells also were found in Delhi. In the picture you can see in page number 91, you see the picture of ring wells are given. So these ring wells were found near Delhi. So there were also ordinary people. They made houses out of mud brick and thatched houses and wood. They might not have survived, but which one have survived? The ring wells of the past. Then also, I also mentioned the different accounts of history. So from the tale of an unknown sailor, we come to know about the great port called Bharuch. In map number 7, it is given in page number 113, and also the description of city Bharuch is given. So Bharuch also was called Barigaza. Okay, so where is it located? It is located in the Arabian Sea. It is a very narrow gulf. It was so narrow that skilled sailors were sent to navigate across the gulf. So many ships were coming to Bharuch. So the from Bharuch also import and exports were done. So they imported many things like wine, copper, tin, lead, coral, topaz, gold, silver, coins, cloths, etc. They also exported Himalayan plants, ivory, agate, carnelian, cotton, silk, perfumes, etc. from Bharuch. So there were merchants also. The merchants were very clever. They were gifting the kings many things like silver, gold, singing boys, beautiful women, fine cloth, fine wine. Why? They wanted business favor. So at that time also, coin was considered as a source of wealth. So many coins were in use. So the prominent was the punch-marked coin. So what is a punch-marked coin? The coin is given the name because some designs were punched on the metal, either silver or copper. They were in use. Then also, because there was no standard medium of exchange, so what happened? Sometimes salt was also used as a medium of exchange. And you see, there is a, in 93, in other means of exchange, there is a short poem given about the means of exchange. That is salt. Okay. So salt and paddy were exchanged. Okay. Then we will read about the earlier cities. The cities can develop on three grounds. They must be either administrative centers or must be business centers, or some cities were pilgrimage city. So in at that time there were many important cities which developed. We will read about them one by one. So first one is Mathura. Mathura was also a city which developed at that time. It was about 2000 years ago. So Mathura, why it was important? Number one, it was the second capital of the Kushanas. Okay. Number two, it was a religious center. There were Buddhist monasteries as well as Jain monasteries, and also Mathura is associated with Lord Krishna. Okay, Lord Krishna is a prominent figure in Hindu religion, about whom we will see the reference in Mathura. Mathura only he spent his childhood. Then also, Mathura was also a main center of sculpture. Okay, so there were fine sculpture from Mathura in slabs, in statues, etc., which were made by men and women. We know about the life of the people in Mathura from these monuments. And location-wise also, Mathura was having a strategic location. It was the gateway from northwest to the east and from north to south. It was also a pilgrim city. It was also a center of sculpture. That's why Mathura gained prominence during the time. So from the inscription of Mathura, we are able to know about people of different occupations such as blacksmith, basket makers, goldsmiths, weavers and garland makers. And there were also Srenis. So Srenis, what are Srenis? Srenis are like modern banks. They were the association of the merchants and the craft persons. So they did many functions. Number one, they imparted training to the people. Number two, they also gave loans. Number three, they supplied raw material. Number four, they accepted savings of the rich men and women. And whatever interest they got from the savings, some part of the interest they used for the development of the religious shrines. Okay, so in this way, there were many Srenis in Mathura. Then spinning and weaving also developed at this time. We can find the reference to spinning and weaving in Arthashastra, chapter 8. So there were many rules of spinning and weaving which was done in workshops under the supervision of a official. So there are many rules, some rules we will cite here. Who were eligible to do spinning or weaving? The spinning and weaving had many works. For example, that is processing of the wool, bark, cotton, hemp and flax. So widows, young women who are differently abled, nuns, mothers of courtesans, retired women servants of the king, and women who have retired from service in temples, they were used for this work. They were paid according to the quantity and quality of their work. They were not permitted to women, those who were not permitted to leave their home, were eligible to send their maid servants to bring the raw material from the superintendent and take the finished work back to him. Women can visit the workshop, should go at dawn and give their work and receive their wages. They should be able to complete their work in time, otherwise they will be punished. So if a woman does not complete her work, she will have to pay a fine and her thumbs can be cut off. This was a very severe punishment which was given to the workers. Then we will find out about Arikamedu. Arikamedu also, it was a prominent coastal settlement. The description of Arikamedu is given in the book. Also, you can see the reference to Arikamedu in map number 7 of page 113. So, Arikamedu was an important coastal settlement between 2200 and 1900 years ago. So, the ships unloaded goods from distant islands and lands massive brick structure was found at Arikavadu. So the historians and the archaeologists, they presume that it is the remains of a warehouse. Warehouse means before being unloaded or after being unloaded, the goods were gathered there in one place to be again transported. They also, the archaeologists found many things from Arikavadu, such as amphor. Amphor was a tall double-handled jars which can contain liquids like wine or oil. They also found stamped red-glazed pottery. This pottery was known as Aretine ware. The Aretine ware, it is so named so because it was named after a city in Italy. It was made by pressing wet clay into a stamped mold. So there were many local potteries were used, but all these potteries were having Roman designs. So Roman lamps, glassware and gems also are found from the site. From this, the historians and archaeologists, they assume that there was extensive trade relationship with Rome. So there were also small tanks. The archaeologists assume that these small tanks might have been used as dyeing vats to dye the cloth. So in this context, we presume that from Arikavadu had extensive trade relation with Rome and the Roman civilization, because many things of Roman origin are found from Arikavadu. Then at last, children, we will read about Rome. So there was the ancient Roman civilization. The civilization was very glorious. It was one of the largest empires of the world. The empire was large, spread across Europe, North Africa and West Asia. So you know the history of Rome, Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar, one general, he had conquered the power in Rome and assumed like dictator. Then his nephew Augustus Caesar became the official king. So Augustus Caesar was ruling in Rome 2000 years ago. And we find there were amphitheaters. So what are amphitheaters? So from the concept of amphitheater, these modern stadiums are constructed. So amphitheaters are open arenas surrounded by tiers of seats where citizens could watch all kind of shows, and also there were public baths attached to them. So men and women had different times and they can relax there. And there were also huge aqueducts. Aqueducts were supplying water to the public baths, the toilets and the fountains of the Roman Empire. So we will conclude the chapter, children, with the beautiful saying of Augustus, who told that he found Rome a city of brick. He found Rome a city of brick and made it into a city of marble. So in this way, you can imagine how the city of Rome flourished at that time as a center of excellence in the field of culture, civilization, etc. Okay, this is all for today, children. Goodbye. Have a nice day.